Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Note of Love. It's me. I'm back. Oh, I feel like I should be welcoming myself back. You guys have still been listening to my podcast, and I'm so grateful. Life has happened. So much has changed. And it's not that my podcast is redundant. No, it's not. I think about it from time to time, probably like every month, and I've had people ask me questions. When is your next episode coming out? Oh, I didn't know you had a podcast. Oh, I was listening to your podcast the other day, so I just thought I'd just come in and then check in, really, shed some light into what I've personally learned in the past like year and a bit. So I think it's gonna be like nearly 2 years since I haven't been active on here. I just thought I'd come over and just have a chat with you guys, give you a little bit of an update, share some sprinkles of inspiration and what I've learned, I suppose. I guess before I dive in anyway, yeah, again, I just want to thank you guys for listening. In terms of audience, a lot of listeners from around the world, literally, countries like Iran, Bermuda, Latvia, Brazil, Guatemala, Taiwan, India, like so many countries. So thank you so much. The top five countries, however, I've got, drum roll please. So number five, Canada. Thank you so much to all the Canadians that have been listening to my podcast. Number four, we have Thailand. I have never been. I would love to come over, and I'm planning on that. So yeah, number four is Thailand. Number three, we have Germany. Never been to Germany. I know you guys are in Europe as well. Oh my gosh, I don't even know a single word in German. Guten Tag? I think that is one. So yeah, thank you so much. And then number two, we have the UK. What's up? Thank you guys for listening. And it's quite shocking though, because I really did think that the UK listeners were going to be number one, but no, because at number one, we have the USA. So to all the USA listeners, thank you so much. Yeah, listeners from like Washington, Oregon, Virginia, Ohio, Texas, North Carolina, Louisiana, literally a load of states. So thank you so much for, I'd say, your support, I suppose. People still searching up my podcast, people listening from like their web browsers, from different platforms as well. So really, really do appreciate. So like I said before, life's happened. A lot has changed. Where do I begin? First of all, before I get into this, I think you might probably hear I am recovering from a cold. There is always something going round in the UK. So yeah, I'm recovering from a cold. If I sound a bit off or funny. So yeah, life has changed. So the way that I'm speaking and some of the words that I'm using, you can probably tell that things have changed. So I would definitely say London itself has changed the way that I speak. It has changed my lingo. I'm now using some slang words, guys. Some words just coming out of my mouth. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just said that. But then again, hey, like, we're evolving, right? I absolutely love London. I've been in London for, a few years anyway. But, I think one thing that I just love about London is how diverse it is. So many different types of fashion, like you can see people wearing knee-high boots in July when it's like 26 degrees. Like, it's so insanely amazing. And I just like the different foods that are there. Like, you've got literally just anything and anywhere around the corner, which is so, so good. I got to try some of some different cuisines I've never tried before, which is really, really cool. Guys, it's so funny, but I've actually made a list of slang words that have interested me whilst being in London. Literally opening up my notes now, and the title is slang words. The most interesting slang word that I've caught, I'd say, that blew my mind was Lich. Like, I don't know, I think that was, it's mainly used in social media, but Lich as in L-I-T-C-H. And that apparently means literally, like literally, but you just shorten it to Lich. And then I was on the train and I heard a guy say Mobank, like M-O space bank. So it's basically a short version of mobile banking. So yeah, those are two words that caught my interest. Yeah, and one other thing as well, in terms of things changing, I think a lot of you who have me on social media, especially on Instagram, you could probably see that I have now become obsessed with roller skating. And honestly, I've always been interested in roller skating ever since I was young. I think I had my first skates at like the age of 14, 15 years old. Put them on when I was young, you know, try them in the park or whatever, probably use them like less than 10 times if I'm completely honest. But at the back of my mind, I always knew one day I'm going to get on some skates. I'm going to skate my butt off. But yeah, so it's only been like recently, I was just like, you know what? Time is moving. You are not 14 or 15 years old and you are never going to be that age again. So I decided to take him out the attic, dust him off, and yeah, like I've been skating for about, I think it's like, has it been a year? It's gonna be 2 years actually, I think. Oh my gosh, I lost count. But yeah, I've been skating for a while now, and I remember the first time that I actually was like, okay, I need to skate. So I was laying on the bed and I was just like, I really would like to skate. Like, I've brought my skates from home into London with me now. And it's like, I've had these skates for weeks and I haven't even used them at all. And I was like, I just wish there was like a group of skaters I could join and we could just skate and just enjoy. So like any ordinary person, I was just like, meh, oh well, grab my phone and I just went on TikTok and then started looking at skating content, so people just skating, doing tricks, etc. And then I came across this video of people just skating, enjoying themselves, and then I went in the comments and then they were like, oh, there's a group chat that you can join, and people are like, oh yeah, add me. And then I'm just like, do I say they could add me? Like, can I comment back? Because will I really go, like realistically, I was asking myself, realistically, Chico, will you turn up to any of their motives? Like, would you actually? So, I mean, I just commented, I didn't expect anything to come through. And then they added me in their group chat and I actually met them. I think we met at like 5-6 o'clock. So basically around like sunset. And I remember I was like, I've committed to this. This is probably the very day that I go missing and I'm going to be in newspapers because I don't know who these people are. They're complete strangers. I was just prepared for whatever was going to happen. And no one knew. Actually, no, my two friends knew I was going there, but they didn't know the exact location. All they knew is like, I'm going to meet some random people in a car park. And yeah. So I remember pulling up and into this car park, so many like different skaters as well. I didn't know who these people were because I'd never like seen them in person, couldn't even recognize anybody, but we found each other. And yeah, like honestly, ever since that day, like I feel like my life has completely changed. I just feel like there's like an added spark of joy, if that makes sense, like just tapping into a hobby that you've always wanted to. And I absolutely love skating. Like, I love my skates. So the skates I had were like completely like outdated. Like, I remember pulling them out when I met these people, pulling them out of my bag, and I'm looking at their skates and I'm thinking, my skates are nowhere near. Like, it was like wearing trainers from like back in the day now. And you know how crazy that could be. Like, you know, wearing like, I don't know, trainers from like way back or whatever. But anyway, they were outdated. Got my new skates now. So pretty excited. I guess tying into the whole skating thing. Got to meet amazing people along the, my skating journey and socializing as well. Something that I did more of. I feel like people that know me, know that I'm not a girl that goes clubbing, etc., and things like that. But with the skating scene, a lot of the events that happen, obviously there's some in the day and then there's some at night, and they would literally shut down at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. And with my love and obsession of skating, I thought, you know what, girl? Ain't nowhere else I would be on a Friday night than the roller rink. So yeah, I'd go with my friends and we'd just skate at night, you know. It sounds so weird saying it, but honestly, like, the London skate scene is like the one of the best like communities. I know there's like different communities, like, you know, that we get involved in, etc., but the London skate scene is amazing. Like, everyone's so nice, everyone's so helpful. Even like, for example, me being like a sort of like a new skater, we'll put that in there, quotations, with like me even being like a new skater, people would still like, you know, come up to me and be like, oh hey, like, what are you trying to do? I'm like, oh, I'm trying to like learn how to skate backwards, and be like, oh, try this maneuver because it will help you to like, you know, flow better when you're going back and things like that, or like get your hips in, you know, get your shoulders going, etc. Like, everyone's just so nice, god bless them. But yeah, like, so I would basically just go out, that was essentially my, still do it anyway, but I really really enjoy you know, I guess the night skate scene as well. Haven't been in a while, but I will be back. Summer's coming up soon, so I'll definitely will be skating outside. I definitely will be in the rink at night too. So yeah, it's been great. So that's a little bit about, I guess, about the update, like, you know, what's sort of been going on, shall we say. I think one thing that I've also learned is that, okay, well, I know I'm a perfectionist, and I've learned that you don't need to be a perfectionist in life. I suppose there's a thing of sort of striving for, I guess, greatness, like trying to be great or trying to excel and things like that. But I think being a perfectionist is a completely different ballpark, if that makes sense, because with perfectionism, there comes stress. There comes trying to people please as well. So I think over the past couple years, I've definitely have learned that there really is no need to be a perfectionist. You know, I'm going to try my best to do something, but perfectionism, like, no longer within my vocabulary anymore. And it's just like crazy seeing, I think with perfectionism, I always thought everyone should see me in a perfect way and that I should try and do something in a perfect way because that's how it's supposed to be. But in actual fact, like, we are all human, and like, even just meeting more people, I've gotten to know that, you know, we're all human. Like, we all have like the same kind of emotions, etc., and things like that. And I think also, like, for example, like with a corporate world, like, you'd expect like a top manager or whatever to be absolutely flawless in what they do, etc. Of course, when they present something or when they hand in something, it's going to be great, but you don't see the behind the scenes of them struggling to like put things together or struggling to prepare or struggling to come up with ideas. And I think, you know, me seeing the behind the scenes of like so many different, like, I guess, people has showed me that perfectionism really does not exist. You know, we all have to prepare and, you know, try, but being perfect just ain't it. It takes a, it's just so negative on your overall like mental health as well. And it's like, if you strive for this perfectionism, you're basically people pleasing. And it's like, if you don't get a thank you for like your hard work, or if you're not praised for it, you then start to think, oh my gosh, like, maybe I didn't do so well, maybe I could have done better, and you start to beat yourself up about it. So yeah, it ain't worth it. And even my fellow perfectionist folk that I've met in the past couple years too, yeah, we discuss these things. We're like, oh, you're a perfectionist? Oh my gosh, so am I. And it's like, it's stressful. And they're like, I completely understand. And it's like, yeah, you don't need to be perfect. It does not exist. I think the other thing as well is like, live life to the fullest. Of course, enjoy life, live life to the fullest. Don't hurt nobody. Don't get hurt, but who knows, you could get hurt. But just live life to the fullest. Kind of like what I said before about getting into skating, you know, it's not like I'm going to be 14, 15 years old again. You know, time is going forward, time is moving. So live your life to the fullest. And I think if there is anything that you want to do in life, do it now, like right now. But then again, I also feel like there is a thing about society that pushes us to do something immediately. What I'm trying to say is, sometimes within yourself, you know you want to do something, but you don't want to do it now. You'd rather do it later. Okay, that is absolutely fine. Like, I think don't feel that pressure of having to do things instantly just because everyone else is doing it now, or it seems like it anyway. Like, do it at a time where you feel comfortable too. And I think with that, when you do something when you want to do it, or when you feel like the time is right for you, you're most likely to do it in a much better way than you would have if you were sort of forced into it, kind of thing. So I think that's probably it. That's probably all I wanted to say and talk about, really. Again, I just want to thank you guys for listening. I guess to end with a little note of love, I definitely would say reach for your goals. That sounds so cliche, but basically, whatever it is that you want to do in life, go for it. Time is moving. Don't be pressured by, I guess, society standards of where you should be in life. I'll definitely say just, you know, do things when you feel comfortable doing them. Focus in your own lane. Don't try and look over the wall, etc. A saying that I have stuck with is, the grass is greener where you water it. Meaning that the grass is not always going to be greener on the other side, but it's where you water it, that's where it's going to be green. So if there's a skill that you want to learn, keep practicing it. And metaphorically, that means you're watering it and it's going to be green. You're going to get good at it. So yeah, I'll leave it at that. And I will speak to you guys very, very soon.